The shooting down of a UN cargo helicopter in South Sudan this week could have serious implications for the efforts of CERN and other agencies to help alleviate the growing humanitarian crisis in the area. Yesterday, the UN's Assistant General Secretary, Toby Lanzer, confirmed that the downing of the helicopter was a hostile act, meaning that essential supply airlifts have been suspended for the time being. Noel Maloney is head of operations for CERN worldwide in South Sudan.
Well, Toby Lanzer, the head of the UN here in South Sudan, said it was a hostile attack, and that's the way they see it at the present time. They're not sure which side has committed the act, but for them it's a hostile thing. The investigation team, UNMISS investigation team, will come up with some results in the next few days, a week, and then action will be taken.
And in the meantime, what is the effect of this? What repercussions will it have for the UN and for agencies such as your own?
Well, the big thing at the present time in South Sudan is transport and moving between different locations. And when we have suspension of helicopter travel for our operation in Bentiu, that's affecting us getting in supplies and people to do the job. We're working with 47,000 people in Bentiu, and now we can't get our supplies in. So we need the helicopters to get back into operation as quickly as possible to deliver the services around water and sanitation and nutrition and non-food items distribution. That's kind of shelter and blankets for people. This is the rainy season at the present time, and you can't travel in South Sudan in the rainy season. The roads are just not good enough. They're washed away. They're mud and flooded, and we need the helicopters. So it's a serious a situation for us in this very difficult time.
What's the wider situation, Noel? How many people in that general area are at risk and need help from agencies such as yours?
At the moment, the estimate is it's about 1.7 million are displaced, internally displaced in South Sudan. And at risk, there's about 7.3 million. Now, we're at the risk of a famine situation at the present time. If the civil war continues, and now, there was an agreement in Addis about cessation of hostilities, and this happened previously, and the sporadic clashes continued. So we're hoping signing will cease the conflict and that we can operate and provide relief for the 1.5 million displaced and work on ensuring that there's no famine by the end of the year. This is a famine situation. We're looking at trying to support 7.3 million for next year, and that's just in a place the size of Sudan is going to be ridiculously hard and horrible conditions for people. And we don't want to put ourselves in that situation. The civil war has to stop now, and that's what we're hoping for.
Well, for how long will these flights be suspended? Is it under review on a daily or a weekly basis, or how does it work?
That's right, Richard. It's on a daily basis. Now, I know there was UNMISS flights, the military flights up there, brought up the investigation team into Bentiu, and they went out to the helicopter and took away the three dead bodies and the survivor. There's one survivor from that crash.
Noel Maloney, he's the head of operations for CERN worldwide in South Sudan.